It seems I can quiet my mind easier in the midst of noise. It's been one continuous monkey mind. Please help. Would you give a guidance towards jhana, please? I think one of the things is saying, I think the operative word is it seems. So it seems I can quiet my mind easier in the midst of noise. But, you know, usually, it's basically when there's a lot of noise happening, then we don't have to listen to our own crap. Sort of it's pulling our attention out. So then once we're in a very quiet, settled environment, then it starts to become more apparent, wow, mind is really, it's really out of control. I remember years ago, one of the things I did was establish a branch monastery of Wat Nana Chat, and it was along the border of Laos, very rural area, right just above the Mekong River, incredibly beautiful, and it was hills and forest. And it's a different kind of forest. There's a lot more open space with a lot of rock, beautiful rock formations, incredibly, physically very beautiful, and one of the quietest places that I've experienced in Thailand. And the first year that we set the place up, then I went and spent the rain retreat. And about halfway through the retreat, I remember asking one of the young monks, as I was delighting in being there, and it was great. And I kind of said, "Oh, how's your range retreat going? How's your practice going?" And so all kind of bubbly. He said, "Oh, terrible." "Terrible? I was, why is that?" "I've got nobody to blame anymore." It was really honest. It was great. But it was sort of that feeling of, okay, there's things impinging. I said, it isn't my mind. Something is doing it to me. So being able to recognize and picking up that, okay, the monkey mind, what's it? It's like in those hindrances that I was saying, they're it's dukkha in the expression, but it's also a way that we respond to dukkha, so that we're trying to alleviate it by getting out of it, keeping the mind busy. So being willing to look more closely. What's going on underneath that monkey mind? What's it trying to accomplish? What's it trying to get? What's its feeling? And relating, and you start to, oh, you poor thing. you really want to care for it. So that rather than trying to force the mind to be quiet or being disappointed because it isn't, looking to how can you care for it.